Back to Rosie on the House and our day with a plumber.
Stay cooled out, and we're going to get out of this thing.
Calm down. I just took a shower with a cockroach from hell. He's in there doing his hair right now.
What if it was Jinxie who got flushed into a toilet?
Mr. Jinx has had extensive aquatic training.
Hour three of this morning's Rosie on the House broadcast. It is your day with a plumber. You have a plumbing dilemma you've been fighting at your home, just don't know where to turn or who to ask? It's your opportunity to dial in toll-free to Rosie on the House Global Broadcasting Headquarters at 1-888-767-4348. We're here with Bill Woods of Woods Plumbing, serving Pima County, and Chris Stanfield of Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, servicing pretty much all of Maricopa County. Appreciate you guys taking time out of your Saturday and joining us. Good morning and welcome.
Well, thanks for inviting us, Rosie.
We're glad to have you, because plumbing isn't one of the tasks I ever took the time to really, truly learn. So I appreciate you guys coming in here and helping our callers and our homeowners with these kind of dilemmas. You know, one of the we got all kinds of, I dig into our frequently asked question page in plumbing on our website, and one of the questions we're always asked, Rosie, how big a garbage disposal? And my answer to that is you just can't get one big enough. What's your thought, Bill?
Well, that is the truth. I think anything over a half horsepower gives the homeowner too much power, and they think they could put a whole cow down.
Yeah, baby.
Disposal.
Yes,
and
baby.
It will do it.
I saw Tim Allen put a whole tree trunk in his one time.
That was a gas-powered. That was a gas-powered disposal.
Except the pipes aren't big enough to carry that, so they should, you know, go a little smaller and watch what they put down to the disposal.
And when you say watch what they put down to the disposal,
well,
I
think
what
anything that can go down in a trash can should, not the whole Thanksgiving turkey.
Okay. All right. And I don't think people read the instructions on their garbage disposal manual when they get it. And I've seen some manuals say run cold water, run cold water on, turn the disposal on until you don't hear any more grinding. Okay. Nobody turns it off that long. Nobody runs it that long. They always turn it off too soon. And then the manual actually says run cold water for an additional 60 seconds. And nobody does that either.
I'm proud of you for reading the instructions, Rosie. That's really good.
I was challenged on that one time. No, I couldn't really say that. And sure enough, it does. But garbage disposals are handy, but they can be a dilemma for plumbers in the plumbing system of the house. Chris, what are your experience with that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do try to put stuff, maybe like Ms. Woods was saying, too much down there. But, you know, if you put it down slowly, maybe not try to shove it all down at one time, and give the pipes a chance to take the debris down and make sure you do run plenty of water. Although in my family, they try to put everything they can down, just see if they can clog it up to give me something to do.
They do that for you, huh?
Yeah.
I've got a question for you. Now, I go to some houses where, again, we do a lot of work to eliminate odors. And one of the sources of kitchen odors is the splash guard on the garbage disposal side of the sink. And I have some of those splash guards. It's the little rubber gasket that extends into the drain that you look at, that you see as you're looking from the dishwasher's position as you're looking down in the sink. It's that black. I have some of those that pull out fairly easily, and it's like they're made for servicing, and I have some that won't pull out at all. What's the deal with that?
Well, that is the truth. It's according to how the disposal is made. Sometimes that gasket is part of the sealing part, and other times it's removable.
Well, I think I would only ever buy one that's removable, because one of the places we fight these odor problems is the bottom side of that splash guard. They get horribly disgusting.
Yes, very much. You just got to keep your eye on it and keep it cleaned out for sure.
So I would always buy a disposal that has a removable splash guard, and I would throw that thing into the dishwasher two or three times a week.
Sure.
And just keep it clean, because it's very easy to reinstall. It's very easy to remove. It's a great mechanism for keeping an odor from emanating from that part of the house. It's a trick a listener taught me that she actually, hers wasn't removable, and she'd get in there with vinegar and cleanser and try and scrub up underneath the bottom of it and all that stuff. Sounds like a lot of work.
So yeah, they also make those aftermarket. You can buy them and install them after the disposal's there as well. I have one in my house because my original gasket kind of broke apart. So instead of taking the whole thing down and redoing that, I just cut that one out and went and bought a replacement one that goes in from the top. Yeah, I do like that a lot.
Yeah, it actually helps eliminate. The other thing's about keeping a garbage disposal all clean. I've heard running a cup of ice through it.
Yeah, that works. And sometimes lemon peels gives it a lemon scent and cleans it out.
You've got the natural bacteria fighting nature of citrus going to work for you there. Citrus works really well. Citrus, ice, and run cold water. After run the disposal till you hear it quit grinding, and then run cold water for at least 30 seconds. I've actually seen owner's manuals that say for 1 minute. Now, if you don't think a minute's a long time, Romy, time me. I'm not going to say one word for 60 seconds.
You're going to have people trying to figure out why their radio's broken.
They're looking for a different station after a minute, yes.
We'll have to do like a tone. What's that, the emergency broadcast system? You hardly hear that anymore.
Well, there's also a new product out there. I don't know if you're aware of it. InSinkErator makes it. It's made for septic tanks, and it has a little plug on that shoots a little juice in there that has bacteria in it and a good smell. So every time you flip the switch on it, it squirts a little in there, and that really helps if you have a stinky disposal.
So that's an InSinkErator product,
which is
a brand I've used mm-hmm. for years. That's a good brand.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your other favorite brands of disposal?
Well, I actually switched over to Waste King.
Okay, you like a Waste King.
Waste King for a couple reasons. The warranty's double.
Okay.
And it's not made out of pot metal. It's a plastic resin, like a nylon, Okay. So it will not rot away.
Okay. Chris, you have a brand that you like?
Well, InSinkErator or Waste King, but there's only a couple manufacturers. A lot of them have different names, but they're all manufactured by InSinkErator makes a lot of the brands you see out there. So
okay.
Either one of those, you can't go wrong.
Okay. Very good. Romy, we've got some callers. Should we try and sneak one in here before we go to first break?
We do. We'll start with Wayne, who's very patiently been holding from the last hour.
Okay.
He had this plumbing odor question, and by golly, he was going to wait for the experts. Wayne,
good.
Tell us about your problem.
Yeah, good morning. I've been in this house like 20-some-odd years, and I've only had the problem of this odor in about the last 3 or 4 months. It's interesting. It only seems to happen after, you know, like in the afternoon when the winds die down or when it starts to, you know, when the sun starts to set. But at night, you know, like around 5, 6 o'clock, I'll start to get the methane odor, and I can't track it down to, it's got to be coming from the kitchen sink, but I've tried the enzymes and all that stuff, but I can't figure out, if I've got P-traps, how in the world would I be able to get odor, you know, because I've heard your story about building up the stacks to get the venting better, but if I had P-traps with water in them, how would the venting make any difference at all as far as the methane gas getting into the house?
Well, Wayne, let me ask you, that kitchen sink, it has a window above it, doesn't it?
It does.
Uh-huh. And does that face north or east?
It faces south. South Mountain.
Faces South Mountain. Okay. And are most of the vents on the south? Does your house have a sloped roof or is it a flat roof?
The part where all the stacks are is flat. It's like a 70s, so it was that combination where you had the vaulted and then the flat.
Okay. And how high above the flat roof deck do your vents extend?
Not very much, probably 12, 14 inches.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you that if you'd extend those stacks, I'll bet you the problem is going to disappear. And what's happening, the P-trap is stopping the gas from coming back up through the system, but the gas is not ventilating up past your parapets, and it's being trapped in there. I will tell you that for the cost of extending your roof vents, there isn't going to be anything you can do that will be cheaper. Start there. But, Bill, you have some other ideas?
Well, I'm curious where the actual smell is coming from, the sink itself.
He thinks it's coming right from the sink
itself. Yeah. And it's not like we were talking about disposal. There would be bacteria in the pipe, and that's what he's smelling when it dries out?
It certainly could be. Just one quick thing. On the south side, I don't have a parapet. So on all the other sides, it's either, you know, you've got the vaulted thing, that wall, you know, it's about 4 feet higher than the rest of the roof, but then two sides there's parapets, but on the south side there's no parapet at all. So just as a FYI,
just a straight shed.
That's where the roof just sheds water off. And how big is the overhang out past the window? Is it hanging out over there a foot and a half or 2 feet?
No, it goes onto a patio that's about 12 feet extension. There's a 12 foot extension past the where the kitchen window is.
Like a walk deck balcony thing?
Well, it was at one time. It's just now a patio cover. It's just a solid patio cover.
Okay. All right. Well, have you tried any of the citrus or odor killers run through the disposal?
No, I'll try that. I have tried. I used the enzymes for 3 days.
Okay.
And but I don't know that it would be able to get, and of course the disposal ties into the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But that seemed to help a little bit, but I'm not, but I figured after 3 days it should have taken care of everything.
Well, in my experience, Chris, those enzymes that you put down the waistline, those are really a long-term solution. Those are going to take a while to work.
Yeah, they do that because they have to be put in and give time to grow and coat your pipes with the bacteria and start eating all the dead decay, which is what's smelling. So it takes a while.
Yeah.
One thing, though, is, you know, like Rosie's suggesting, you start off with the cheap stuff first and you kind of start eliminating. If you can do some of that yourself, that could save you a lot of money. If you don't find it, you know, there's other things that can be done, like smoke testing and stuff. But try to do the least inexpensive stuff first, and that might save you a lot of heartache.
I'd send a lemon or two through the garbage disposal, cut up into small pieces. I'd clean the bottom of the splash guard real good and see if that doesn't eliminate the problem. After that, I'd extend the vents and see if that doesn't solve the problem. After that, call us back. Bill, one more thought.
I got a suggestion too.
Okay.
Have you tried pulling the P-trap apart? Make sure there's no debris in there that's wicking the water out and losing your water seal.
Very good.
I do that first.
There's three great do-it-yourself things that will take care of the problem. Folks, we're here with A Day with a Plumber with Bill Woods of Woods Plumbing down in Pima County and Chris Stanfield, Benjamin Franklin right here in Phoenix. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.